on the under arm turn. He does a back drop. She walks around and comes back to him. Ready? And two, three, four. Close hip turn. And two, three, stop. Here, her right foot is forward outside his feet, or she can close her feet, whichever. And now she turns to walk the fan. And two, three, four, puppy sit. Two, three, four, two, three. Tap basic again. Two, three under the arms. Close hip twist again. Two, three, four, and two, three, four. Change partner. Good. Here we go again. One, two, three, four, one, two, three. The arm. Two, three. Close hip twist. Two, three. Bend. Two, three. Hockey stick. Two, open. Three, four. Two, three, four. Do you know your partner's name? I want you to separate and then come back to this person. Follow, come behind me. Let's do some cleanup here. Gentlemen, spread out in one piece of moniker line. I want to be able to see this. Spread out in their line. Here we go. There's going to be one little chamber coming up. One, two, three, four, one. Three, stop. So you know your feet closed there. On the next measure, what you've been doing, back, drop, close. But to make her part easier, it's better to do back, move over, and close. So do that back rock. Right foot back, move the left foot over just a little bit, and then close. That little change makes a world of difference to a woman who's dancing a very difficult underarm turn. Go from the beginning and add that change. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, back, move over, close, now the close hip. Side, rock, stop. Where is your partner right now?
Right.
So she is outside you on your right side. Sometimes I've seen women already on their way by. No, stay there for that whole measure. Now then back rock as she goes across. Two, three, four, monkey stick, two, three, close, and two, three, four, rock, and now walk backwards. That's going to be tonight's upgrade. We're going to add a backward walk in the run lane. Ladies, from the beginning. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, stop. Are you in the same foot position as I am? So what I'm seeing with a partner sometimes is something like this, getting into your underarm turn too soon. So make sure you've gone forward. Now do the underarm turn. Two, three, four, open out. Two, three, four. Good. So this is my preference. Closing is also acceptable. And now, where is your partner? Right here on your right side. Swivel and walk to fan. Forward, forward. Back, opposite. Two, three, stop. Where's your partner now? He is in contact with your right hip right now. You walk right up to him. As you do your traction, it makes contact. And then walk away. Two, three, four, back rock. Two, three, walk. Two, three, four. Two, three, stop. At this point, you're at the place where we would do the underarm turn. Two, three, four, and the close hip twist. So when we restart the routine, we won't go all the way back to the beginning, but we'll put the underarm turn after that hold. Find that part of your left dancing. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, under, two, three, close hip foot, two, three, stop. Continue. Add. Two, three, four, two, three, stop. Are your pants touching? Now continue. Add. Two, three, four, walk, three, four, two, three, four, two. Now she turns under the arm. Two, three, etc. You're on your own. Practice.
Four, two, three, 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 four, two, three Andy, are you all right?
Okay, just thought I saw roadkill for a moment. Are there any questions on the rumba?
Yes.
What is the lady doing with her hand when she's moving or walking? Is it out, like how far out should the hand be?
Let's talk arms a moment. Everybody stand facing the front, and everybody, so you're all facing this way. Stand with your hands down in base position. Sometimes that's called preparation position. Pick them up to first position, and now take them out to second position. Hit all three positions again. Base, first, second. Notice that when your hands are in first position, the hands are about even with your sternum, so they should not make you look short, they should make you look tall. When you open your arms out to the side, be able to see both of your hands peripherally at the same time. So behind you would look broken. In front of you is more natural. Now move the hands between the positions with me. So again, base, first, second, go to first again, second, good. In ballroom, rarely do the hands go to base position, but there are some places coming up where that will apply. Mostly your hands are going from out to in front of you, and that's what's happening in the progressive walk, for instance. When your arm moves, it is better for you to lead with the elbow both directions. So it's a slight wave-like action to your arm. So bring both of your arms in, leading with the elbow, and both out, leading with the elbow. So when the woman is walking forward in her progressive walk, her arm comes in, and it goes back out, using that slight wave-like action. If you overdo it, it looks like an octopus. So we don't want that. If you underdo it, it looks like a Chesapeake Bay crab. So we don't want that either. So there's just a certain light flexibility, which is perfect. Yes?
Leading the backward walk, is the gentleman's hand raised or at waist level?
When you're dancing the walk, so we will have just finished doing a hockey stick where the connected hands are low. On the four count, it raises to that position, and that's where we keep it for the rest of the walk. Two, three, four, two, three, four. That way it's already in position with the underarm. So partner up for a moment. Let's have that hand transition. Find a new partner, somebody brand new and really strange. Open position. We're going from the beginning. Just to detail the connected hands moving into the walk. Open position. One hand holding. And ready for the prep step on four. One, two, three, four, one. Two, three. Under. Two, three. Pull the hip twist. Two, three. Bend. Two, three. Hockey stick. Two, three, four. Two, three. Stop. The connected hands are in a lower position right now, about waist level. They will stay like this for the rock, but then change it to the upright hold on count four. Ready? And down, down, up and walk. Two, three, four, two, three, under the arms. Two, three, pull the hip twist. Two, three, four, two, three, four, two, three, four, two, three, four, low, low, high, and walk. Gentlemen, there's one more detail you need, and that is, you finish your walk by closing your feet. Men, without a partner, do the walk again. At the end of the hockey stick, rock forward. Two, three, four. Two, three, four. Two, three, together. So the last walk for you is a close, then you back rock once you do the underarm turn. Do that two more times. So the feet will close on count four. Ready? At. Two, three, four. Two, three, four. Two, three, together. And then underarm turn to the close distance. With this partner, do that one more time. We're going to do the rock and the wall. Ready? At 2, 3, and change. Walk, walk, walk. Now the pose, under arm turn. 2, 3, 4. Do it again. Now we're starting with the rock and the wall.
Yeah.
Ready? Tap. Rock, step, walk. 2, 3, 4. Now the underarm turn.
Okay.
2, 3. Close hip flexion. 2, 3, 4. 2. Good. A vital question for the women. How many times in that amalgamation do you close your feet? Once is a good answer. So when is it? That's when he goes. So the first step of the woman comes and closes and then walks forward. There is no other time where she should close her feet, ideally. Let's come back to the very beginning with this partner and make sure that's true. Very beginning, open to the knees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3. Here it is. 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3. Now under. 2, 3, close hips. 2, 3, 4. Good. From the beginning with music. One more time. Backward lock. Cha cha cha. 2, 3. Cha cha cha. 2, 3. Cha cha cha. 3 cha cha cha. Cha cha cha. Cha cha cha. Rock and go the other way. 2, 3. Cha cha cha. Cha cha cha. Cha cha rock. And now we're back at the beginning with the underarm turn. So when in doubt, lock. Just like the rumble, there's only one place you close your feet, this is the band position. One more time, let's go for perfection. 1, 2, 3, lock step back. 2, 3, lock step forward. 2, 3, lock step forward. Back, rock, cha cha cha, band position. Cha cha cha, close, forward. Cha cha, 2, 3, cha cha cha. And the 3 cha cha cha, as you know. Gentlemen, from the beginning. 1, 2, 3. Cha cha cha. Knees together. Hold it right there. remember in the rumble, we added something new tonight on her and her. She did a back step, put it for a bit, and then cha cha cha. So that applies here as well. Go from the beginning and let's add that to just for you. One, two, three. Cha cha cha. Two, three. Four and one. Back over, four and one. Close your foot. Cha cha cha. Two, three. Stand position. Two, three, chop, 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 two, chop, 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 three, chop, chop, four, and one, two, and three, four, and rock, the other way, chop, 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 from the beginning, chop, 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 move the foot over, chop, 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 and so on. Partner up. Position, look confident, whether you feel it or not. One, two, three. Chut, chut, chop. Two, three. Chut, chut, chop. Close it quick. All chut, chut, chop. Oops. Two, three, four, and one. Two, three, four, and one. Close, four. Chop, two, three, chut, chut, chop. Three, chut, chut, chop. Chut, chut, chop. Chut, chut, chop. Rock, step.
Sorry, repeat on me.
Here we go from the knee. 7, 4, 3, 4. Good. Stay right there with your partner. Stand perfectly side by side so you're facing that way. Gentlemen, your left of your right arm is now going to slide farther around her waist. Ladies, your hand goes wherever it's comfy, on his back, shoulders, wherever, and let go of the other hand completely. So now you're standing side by side, arms are at each other's waist or back. The figure we're about to do from here is called the mooch. We're not going to risk this close. We're going to separate first. So, ladies, to your side. I'm going to describe the man's part and do that with them. Ladies, you're on your own. Figure out what you're going to do. Gentlemen, back rock with your left foot. 1, 2. Kick, then step. Then to the other foot. Kick, step. Back rock. And chasse. And we'll repeat the whole thing on the other side. This time, back rock with your right foot. 1, 2. And then kick, step, back rock. And chasse to the original side. So in this figure called the mooch, we do a back rock and some kicks, a back rock and a chasse. Don't forget the back rock. Ready? And back, rock, kick, step, back, rock, chasse. Back, rock, kick, step, back, rock, chasse. So notice, sometimes you'll finish something like the two kick steps and forget your back rock. So just when in doubt, rock it out. They are flicks. So David's raising a good distinction here. In a flick, you're accenting in. It's a short little kick that's downward and comes back in with a little, almost as if you're kicking sand out of your sandal at the beach. A kick accents out, and there's a wide variety of what that can be. These are just little downward flick actions. Ladies, hang on. Let's see. Back rock with your right. Back, rock, flick, step, kick, step, back, rock, chasse. Back, rock, flick, step.
Basics to come together. Step. Now the movement. Back, rock.
Flick. Back. Cross. Chasse. Back. Cross. Flick. Flick. Back. Cross. Chasse. Think. Underarm turn. Nathan. Moose. Change partners. Gentlemen, the next thing you're going to do is called the jive waltz. When we finish the moose, so we were just over on this side, we're going to come back to our original side, and the jive waltz are back, rock, chasse, chasse, slow, slow, quick, 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 then the underarm turn to start over. So, gentlemen, let's learn the jive waltz. Back rock with your left foot, one, two. Dance a chasse with your left foot forward, three, four. Cross over and do a chasse, three, four. Two slow walks, left, right. Four quick walks, one, two, three, four. And then the underarm turn, chasse, chasse, rock, step. Let's do the walks again. While you're dancing these walks, your partner is going to be a lot of extroverted swiveling. Your job is to be a rock for her. So every time you step, you're keeping your feet where they are, alignment-wise, even though you can do hip action, just don't turn your feet. Starting with a back rock, and back rock. Left chasse, right chasse. Slow, slow. Quick, 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 quick. Chasse, chasse, and so on. Ladies, starting with your right foot, do your back rock. One, two, side chasse. Triple step. Forward chasse. Triple step. Two slows. Face him. Turn away. Four quick. Close. Forward. Close. Forward. And you're under our turn. Right chasse. Left chasse. Again. Drop one. Caution. Remain. Back. Back. Cross. Side chasse. Forward. Slow. Slow. Quick, 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 chasse, chasse. Partner up.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Or
can we ask you to pick up a dress from you?
So use what looks like rumba or cha-cha position. So it's the upright position for this, rather than what we've been doing for most of our jive there. For the wall, that's the hold. Start right out in that position. Back rock, then walk. Ready? Back.
Thank you.
Back. Chasse. Chasse. Close. Close. Quick, quick. Other rock. Step. Step. Other way. Step. Basic. One, two. Step. Move. back, cross, flick, step, flick, step, back, cross, cross, step, back, cross, flick, step, flick, step, back, cross, cross, stay, the one, triple step, slow, slow. We're going to start right off with the walk. You're in closed position, going back and cross. I've kept you so busy here that I'm not sure you've noticed. This is really fun. So notice why we save jive to the end. It's a challenge at first because I'm throwing all this new stuff at you at one time. But notice how fast you get the jive stuff. So we learned two very intricate figures tonight, the mooch and the waltz. Very different kind of figures. So the mooch just looks kind of like a smorgasbord just by itself. You've got rocks and flicks and chassis and all that stuff going on. The waltz should look like something borrowed from rumba or cha-cha with the twisting action. You really want to feature her skirt flying when she's doing that. So gentlemen, your job on the waltz is, first of all, learn your part, make sure you know what to do. Secondly, give her a good frame, and with a good frame, she can conquer the world, or at least Bam Jam. And that's what we're here for. So thank you all. Have a great week, and have a great weekend. And here they come.